Welcome to Season 7, Episode 1. We're almost at the end of 2023. Not quite a new year, but it's a new season. And we're starting off at the 1st of August for the new season because we're in a brand new building. We have moved after being 13 years in the same building. And things are just up still in the air. I mean, like nothing is settled. Nothing is what I'm used to. Now, as I'm doing the morning show, the first one, and I'm wondering who the first guest is going to be here at the new location. Well, Jenna Faith. That's who. She got in touch with me. She said, hey, I'll come. I'm like, awesome. That would be fantastic. So she did. She came August 7th. First Monday in August, and she co-hosted the morning show with me. And it was great to catch up because she had a lot of stuff going on. She was doing Miss Texas again, and she was on her way to Nashville. She's doing a new project, and she had to finish up at school too. I mean, she just had all kind of stuff going on, but she found time to come down here and be with me on the radio. And I was so grateful for that. Really was. Now, the radio station basically had a path because everything is in here, but it's not put up. I have stuff in storage, but the stuff that was going to stay here at the radio station is just in here. Nothing's put up. And even now that I'm doing this podcast, which is January, this actual episode is being done at the end of January 2024. Stuff is still not completely put up. I'm working on it. Because I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to put anything up. I'm just going to leave everything packed. And I'll just, you know, when I'm ready to move, we'll move. But then I'm like, nah. Little by little, I'm starting to put stuff up. And I'll explain that to you in an up and coming episode, why it'll be like that. All the turmoil still going on. My wife's still not walking yet. We're in a new place. Don't know exactly how that's going to shake out. Anything that can happen to aggravate me is happening. I mean, just stupid stuff. So my attitude starts to shift a bit. And God starts pruning me. Although I realize it and I figure out what he's doing, I'm not fully grasping it yet. But he is going to get rid of some things. And is getting rid of some things. And has gotten rid of some things. But he's not done. I'm in a building now where I have a quarter of the space. Now, in the other building, we had lots of room. And if I needed to make a space, I could make a space. I could reuse a space. I could do whatever I needed to do. Now, granted, the building was in worse shape than this one. I'd have to bring out the swimming pools. I'd have to, you know, fight with some things. But I had room. And we made do. And we're coming to a place which is in better shape. But it's a quarter of the space. And I don't have the room to do or what I did at the other place. And that's kind of annoying me a little bit. It's just getting to me. I'm like. So I don't want to say I'm aggravated, but I guess I'm a little agitated. And I'm like, why is this happening? And so I just, you know, I mean, what can I do? It's not like I got a new place. It's not like I can go out and start plans on building a place or anything like that. I was lucky to get in this. And then I barely have enough to get it going. Then there was some miscommunication that had ended up costing some extra money. Then I was told something, and then it ended up not being what I was told. So there was a few things that I didn't care for right off the bat. I'm like, if you don't know for sure, don't say it. So I was a little, you know, I'm like, I don't know that it's, but, you know, I'm at the point, well, is it really, you know, you're wondering, did you jump the gun? But you ain't had no choice. You had to do something. But you see, at the same time, not more than 3 weeks later, so the brother that's left with the landlord from the other building comes by and says, hey, man, y'all want to buy the building? I'm like, what? Really? And I'm like, come on, God. And I'm like, okay, what do I do here? You know, I got to pray. And I'm like, you know, I'm murmuring. I don't even realize it, but I've been murmuring. Just like the children of Israel. Wanting the leeks and the onions and the... And I'm just going around here and I'm like... It's just because nothing feels right. It's just like nothing... You see some things like, oh yeah, it's nicer, but you know, I don't know. I can't get this to, feel right. I can't get this to, it can't, you know, it just, man, it's not working out like I thought. And then, you know, what you thought was going to be affordable ends up not being so affordable because you lose the funding that you had coming in. Your funding goes away. You're like, come on. And so I'm you know, it's like, I'm to a point to now, I'm just like throwing my hands up, having a pity party, pretty much. I'm just like, I got no joy. Be honest with you. I'm just like, I'm just flustered. Like, man. So I get to do the Honky Tonkin' Opry, and that's a blessing. I always go every year. I'm blessed to be able to do that. I love being able to do that. Love going down there to play. Love that place. If I was going to move, I'd move to Micanopy. I go a day early so I can get with Jason guys, learn the songs. I got new songs and want to get them learned. And something happens and we can't even get together and practice. We don't practice a single lick. We hit the stage cold. I'm telling you, it's the best I ever played guitar. I brought my electric. I brought the acoustic. I think I might have played two songs on acoustic. And it's the best we ever sounded. It's the best I ever sounded. And there was nobody there to record it. Usually I have my dad with me and he'll take a video. And something happened with the board. Jace wasn't able to record. I didn't have nobody to record. And it was the best. It was the best night. I'm like. It's the best I ever sounded, best I ever played. Man, I mean, we were just smoking. And I'm like, you could be kidding me. Oh, man. And I'm like, man, nothing's working here. You know, it was all good. And then you just, nobody's going to see that. That would have been good. I get my first music video done. First time I ever do a music video. Man on the Middle Cross. Getting a little play, and then somebody intentionally does something to stop that. I'm not going to go into detail of that. I know I said I would go and get raw with that, but after praying about it, I'm not going to. Then I had to make a trip to Vicksburg, Mississippi the following weekend to be a judge at the Sound of Small Town America event. Jenna Faith was there again. And we just cut up, laughing and cutting up, and it was fun. It was great. Then when I get back from Vicksburg, the next couple of days, I have to take Roland to Shreveport to see how her surgery is done with her neck and see what the surgeon has to say. So we head up to Shreveport. It's a hard trip for her. She can't ride very long periods of time sitting like that still. And it was very uncomfortable for her. But it was a good report. The doctor said it was healing as it was supposed to. Everything looked good. He said, I'll see you in another 6 months. So that was some good news. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. We'll come back next time. It'll be episode 2 of season 7. We're almost caught up to real time, which is what I'm wanting to get to. You can check us out. Remember, check out my YouTube channel, Hunter Logan, or at 6400, at Hunter Logan 6400, I think it is, something like that. Just Hunter Logan on YouTube. HunterLogan.org, HLE Radio, either way. Hit me up on social media. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, please. Need the help. And I'll see you next time. God bless you.